Greetings. Today I'm posting a special edition as a reminder to us all that Christmas is about finding Christ in our lives. If we seek Him, we will find Him. We are a temple of the Spirit of God because of this gift of love. To the shepherds, it was a sign of a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. They were likely Levitical shepherds who sought to raise spotless lambs for temple sacrifice. Their whole lives were focused on raising lambs that prophetically pointed to the day when the Lamb of God, the spotless Lamb, would come and fulfill the promises of God. This would be the Messiah for the deliverance and salvation of all of Israel. These shepherds knew the simple task of wrapping lambs in strips of cloth and putting them in a secure place, such as a manger, so that they would be protected to one day be the Lamb of sacrifice. A baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger would truly be a sign to them. Luke 2:10-14, then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." The wise men were likely a sect of kingmakers and king servants from Persia, formerly the empire of Babylon, in which Daniel interpreted Nebuchadnezzar's dream. Daniel, known in Babylon as Belshazzar, one who knows secrets, also had visions of the arrival of the one-day eternal King of Kings. These wise men were likely a part of a priestly order that sought understanding through the science of astrology, interpreting dreams, and studying ancient prophecies. No doubt, the king foretold by Belshazzar would be in the foundation of their mission. In the study of prophecies, these wise men perhaps knew the prophecy of the secular prophet Balaam, Numbers 24:17. "I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come out of Jacob. A scepter shall rise out of Israel, and batter the brow of Moab, and destroy the sons of tumult." For these wise men, the sign would be a star of which this great king would be revealed. Matthew 2:1-2. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." Matthew 2:9-11. When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The gifts of the wise men were gifts that acknowledged the presence of the eternal king, the priestly promise of the eternal king, and the eternal purpose of this great king. These kingmakers had looked to the heavens for the day when this eternal king would come. This king is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, of whose throne there will be no end. Isaiah 9:6-7, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." What is the sign of this Lamb and King in your life? Don't miss the language of God to you. God is speaking. Are you listening? God is showing his great love. Are you seeking to see? For the shepherds, it was a baby wrapped like a spotless lamb in a manger. For the wise men, it was a star in the heavens. Look for the sign, then follow that sign and find him for yourself for the purpose of your life. Merry Christmas to you all. Ted J. Hansen.